So anyway,
who's doing the intro?
Oh, fuck this, Daniel, honestly.
Never in my life am I going to stop doing intro. I don't care.
But not like this, though. Can we just like be a little bit more like creative with it?
Never.
Like, as creatives. No. We should be better.
Never. I'm never going to change.
Who's doing the intro? No.
Never.
Do you guys know what you're listening to? Do you know where you are?
It's
why
true,
we're here today?
This is an important question. What? And this is why it's important to have an intro. Because what if, yeah, there's someone who just stumbles on it, like, just next thing you know, they just shuffle on Spotify or whatever. Yeah. And then, boom,
they literally have 18 episodes of me saying, hey, it's Ebony and Daniel. This is the TVH podcast with... Oh, I said it backwards. But yeah, they'll have eight... I said it backwards. But yeah, they'll have 18 episodes or however many episodes of us doing, or me doing it mainly. And now they'll have another episode.
Do you know why Ebony's moving mad today? She's moving mad because the transport was a bitch.
Oh yeah, it was a journey from hell. That's crazy. I hate the overground.
You have a passion.
Overground is apps. How is it? Yeah, I just wanted to take overground today. I've taken overground, underground, and a bus. How is that possible to get to the place that I should just be able to take straight overground to? It's insane.
Yeah, overground on the weekend hell. Is an absolute bastard.
Yeah.
Absolute bastard. I just clocked, yeah. Mm. Like, from a music perspective of the past 2-3 weeks, there's been a lot of music.
Is it?
There's been a lot of music, which has not been...
Has it?
Dacia Velli, K-Trap...
Yeah, K-Trap project. Wizkid,
Davido dropped his project.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Was that always coming out? Was that like a surprise drop?
That Davido album, I don't know where that came from.
Oh, so it was like a kind of surprise drop because
I don't think it was a surprise drop. I think everyone had kind of known it was going to happen, but
oh,
I didn't.
Right.
The Wizkid one had been lined up for time.
Okay, fine.
But the Davido one, because he had released one last year, I was like, when did this drop? Like, I was kind of shocked. I didn't know he was going to drop one. Anyway, it was very good.
Yeah,
but
I just saw like a bunch of people, like, I was like, oh, I didn't know that this was coming out or anything.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anything about it. I saw everyone talking about Wizkid's album. I just didn't hear anything about like run up to, ooh, can't
Davido,
wait for that new Davido to drop. Like, none of that. I didn't see any.
Yeah, and he usually, his promo run is a little bit more concise. Like, you'd usually kind of hear a couple singles from Davido and then you'd know.
Okay, that he's doing.
Because that's when he dropped last year, when he dropped the last album that he dropped. That's before he dropped that, you know, Polly Whiskey. Where the whiskey?
Okay. But,
and then he dropped. Yeah. That was going on for ages.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he dropped that.
So have you listened to it?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's a decent project, I can't lie. It is a decent project.
Do you like it more than Wizkid's album?
Absolutely not.
Is Wizkid's album an album? Was it a mixtape?
It's
an album.
How long is it? Say this though. Davido's album is more versatile than Wizkid's.
Explain.
So Wizkid, here's the thing about Wizkid's album, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this even yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were saying the thing about Wizkid is that you don't think Wizkid and go, oh, I'm going to listen back to that memorable album. You think Wizkid and you think hits after hits after hits after hits. It's just what he does. He's that consistent at it. The thing about this last album was this was a cohesive album. Like the everything about it, the way it went into one another.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it just felt like, wow, this is how you make a project. Like, it's not that you just got songs, you just dumped them on.
Yeah.
Like, you've literally gone through this process where...
Sequenced, right? Like, everything makes sense.
It feels a little bit like, I'm not going to lie to you, at some points it feels like one long song. You don't even realise when it's changing just because of how seamless it is. But that's...
Okay, when is it okay for the album to sound like one long song? Because when it's Bryson Tiller, everyone has a problem, right?
Yeah, and I was going to say, I knew that would come up.
As soon as you said it, everyone said it was a complaint. When is it okay for the album to sound like one long song?
That's a good point, actually. I don't actually know.
All right, we can move on for now.
It's a very good thing because I'm trying to think of other projects that have sounded like one long song.
I mean, the Bryson Tiller one's the most recent one.
It's the most recent one I can think of.
Of course.
And also, he's not done that before. So, the Exchange album or whatever, I can't remember.
The Exchange album.
I just thought Exchange, because that's the only song. You know, it's because I don't know. That's the only song that I know.
The Trap Soul album.
There
yeah,
we go,
the debut
you.
Album. Trap Soul. Wow. The Exchange album.
No, I keep saying Exchange album. I'm like, that's not what it is. But
anyway. Trap Soul.
Trap Soul wasn't like that. Trap Soul was a different song nearly every other song. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like that. So now, obviously, I'm not used to it. So when I hear Bryson Tiller do it, I think to myself, it comes across as a bit lazy. The reason why it might be okay for Wizkid is because Wizkid doesn't do that. Wizkid has albums where every this is the first time there's
but
there's,
no, but that's not why I said. I said, when is it okay for an album to sound like one long song? So Wizkid has an album that sounds like one long song. Mm-hmm. Bryson Tiller also has an album that sounds like one long song. What is the difference here?
Because of what they've done previously. Because really? Of what they've done previously. That's how I see it.
Okay.
Because I mean, and I'm saying that because Wizkid has released albums before, but he has not released an album like that, where it sounds, to me personally, because of how I hear projects and albums, how I think of it in my head, where it sounds like it's, wow, this is really cohesive. You know what I mean? You know when you hear an album, you're like, man, so, this was
but
sequence,
I
right? Guess,
I mean, and I haven't listened to the Bryson Tiller album since I played it the first time. And I was just like, I mean, I listened to it a few times, but
you never went back to it,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I listened to it a few times, so I'm not necessarily like, I'm just trying to figure out when it's okay, because sometimes it's not, of course.
Yes, of course.
And now you're telling me it's kind of based on previous stuff, but then you're saying that it's cohesive. But of course, then someone would argue that Bryson's thing is cohesive, right? Because all the songs are kind of melting and going into each other and stuff like that. Is it content? Is it genre?
I think it's expectancy as well, because I think people really expected, I'm not going to lie to you, I think people expected, without saying it, they expected Trap Soul.
Yeah, they definitely need to let that go.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you're 100% right. I did it. When Kanye released, only up until, I'd say, the past 2-3 years, that I've really understood how much of a music genius Kanye is, because of how much I loved College Dropout and Graduation. Mm. Everything released after that was pissing me off.
Wow.
And honestly, that was an honest truth for me. Everything after that was, because I was just like, where's this Kanye that
so
I've grown
like
up
my Beautiful
with?
Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I didn't like it. I did not like
you
it.
You might be the first person I've ever spoken to.
I like it that, now, nah, though. Nah. Okay. I like it now, though.
At the time, you didn't
at
like it.
At the time,
it.
I was just like, but
and
I
you hear,
I
like, gorgeous. He just didn't like that tune.
I just didn't get it. That and then even though when crazy. I listened to Devil in a New Dress, I'm like, this is phenomenal. I'm like, what
but you didn't
wrong
like
with
it
me?
At the time.
I didn't.
Even though it's got your guy, John Mayer, doing the, what's it called?
Yeah, the guitar solo. I don't know what was wrong with me. But I think it's because of what, as a fan, what I had wanted from Kanye. And it's stupid because I can't expect Kanye to release 9 College Dropouts.
So then, did you like Watch the Throne when it came out?
Just randomly. Watch the Throne.
How though? Because it was basically the same soundscape.
I don't know. I think it was more Jay-Z that held up that album for me than anything else.
Well, we're just talking about production.
Yeah. I'll put it aside though. I'll put everything aside because it's Jay-Z. I don't even lie to you. Fuck it. When Jay-Z dropped Magna Carta, I couldn't give a shit what people were saying about it.
I can't believe you said that Magna Carta, I can't believe you decided that. That album has like next to no replay value whatsoever.
What album?
Magna Carta. It's terrible.
Do you want to fight in the studio
right
now?
I do. Like, it's
terrible.
Do you
actually want to fight in the studio right now?
Are you crazy?
Are you dumb?
A man talked, Jay-Z, and you talked about Magna Carta.
Are you being dead serious?
I can't believe you.
Hold on a minute. Wait. I want to be clear. What are you saying about Magna Carta?
It's not that good.
Of a what?
Album.
You're on crack. It's heroin. You're smoking. You're actually smoking. No.
So, okay.
I'm not saying it's his best album.
I'm not saying it's his best album either.
So, but you're not saying it. You won't even admit it's a good album.
It's definitely in the bottom part of his discography.
You bumped your head on the way here.
No,
100% bumped your head on the way here.
It's absolutely in the bottom part.
Bumped your head on the way here.
Are you serious? Where would you rank it? He's got 13 albums.
Oh, we'd have to look at them individually.
No, because I know Jay-Z's discography. You should too, Mister. I put it all aside because it was Jay-Z.
No, because obviously just you want to rank. No. Listen. No, let's do it in it.
No,
let's rank Jay-Z.
No, I just said where would you put Magna Carta?
Obviously, you're
top
here
five.
Now.
No, top five.
No, it's not top 5. Come on, let's not.
All right, so second, right. The second, third.
All right, hold on, wait. So best album, number one album.
I don't care about your rank. I just want to know where you put
Magna Carta. No, but let's talk about rank, because obviously...
Okay, fine. Okay.
Right, let's talk about rank. Because I think it's important, all right? So where would we rank Jay-Z's albums, yeah? Because it's a good conversation.
All right, fine.
And obviously you're hyping about Magna Carta.
So
all right, cool.
Okay.
So, obviously, this is Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Then, my personal opinion, I would say The Dynasty.
What?
I would though. I love
which
the
one though? Which one? Volume 2? Volume 3? Or Volume 1? Which
take
one?
Back.
Okay, you don't know.
Sorry.
Or the compilation album. Which one?
I take that back.
Oh my God. Okay, we can't do this right now. You're not prepared. We can't do this right now.
No, we have to do a whole episode.
You can't do that one. You can't do that one.
Anyway, my point was, because it's going to take too long. But my point was, Magna Carta is a good album. That's the effort of my point. There's no way you can say that it's a bad album. Tom Ford.
Oh, come on. Fuck. Have you listened to that song recently?
I listened listen to all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love Tom Ford.
I went to the Magna Carta tour, don't get me wrong. But boy, like,
I'm actually so shocked you're saying it's not a good album.
I'm surprised that you think it's a good album.
I'm surprised like, you don't think it's a good album. Like, generally. Okay, what is it that you don't like about it?
I can't really play any of the songs at all after the fact. So I think I like Picasso Baby, Fuck With Me, you know I got it. And that's only because...
Holy Grail? And
it's, oh, fuck off. It's Justin Timberlake doing all that like flipping crooning. What is it? No,
I can't believe this. All right, guys, I think my co-host has said this. You know,
I'm even thinking back. I'm thinking, did I like the song at the time? Because remember, they had the whole thing where Justin had dropped Suit and Tie, then he dropped the 2020 Experience, and then they did the Legends of the Summer tour, and they did it at Wireless, which was really good. And then he jumped on his album, obviously, as you do.
Yeah,
Holy Grail. Yeah, doesn't that song jar you a little bit? Like when you hear it now.
Have
you heard the Dream version?
No.
Have you heard the version with Dream on it? That version is good. Like, that version is like, it's cold.
I'm still very and shocked. So,
Picasso Baby. I like Crown.
And you didn't like Tom Ford?
Fuck Tom Ford.
You
man.
Actually didn't like Tom Ford?
No. Not like that. With those, even the beat. If you're gonna bring it up now, that instrumental was kind of like. Yeah.
Are you done? No, are you being dead serious? Are you being serious?
Set up. So, go to, Fuck With Me. You know I got it. That's my that's my vibe there. This.
Fuck With Me. You know I got it. It's hard.
It's a Rick Ross tune though, so he gave it to him. So cool.
It was, to be fair. Yeah, I can't believe. All right, fine.
But even the songs that you're picking, yeah, like you're even picking like Tom, like you're picking Tom Ford. You're trying to appeal by saying Tom Ford instead of saying something like. To me, like you could say Crown.
That Crown and Picasso, yes, but I like Tom Ford. That's why I like Magna Carta. I did. I'm not gonna lie to you, I did.
Oh, and maybe I like Jay-Z Blue. I think Jay-Z Blue is dope. And Part 2 on the Run. I like that too.
Saying that though, I have the unpopular opinion that I think 444 was one of his best albums.
That's not an unpopular opinion.
A lot of people don't think that.
Who?
People that I talk to.
Okay.
And people don't talk about 4-4 the way that they talk about Reasonable Doubt or the Dynasty or it's the Blueprint.
That's a time thing though.
Because of the fact that they were classics?
No, it's a time thing. It's just not enough time.
Okay.
So there's just not enough time has passed yet.
Why would enough time have to pass? No, I'm not saying that.
Usually because that's how classics work. So people tend to, you know, like when Good Kid, Mad City came out, people, even though it was almost like unanimously agreed that it was a classic, people were still arguing you have to give it enough time to see where it is in 5 to 10 years and how people feel about it stuff. Impact, culture shift, does the sound change? Do you have people now that are in like rapping that sound like Kendrick, trying to do stuff like that? The style of that album, all sorts of stuff like that. Too so sure. Like 4-4, like it just hasn't been out for maybe long enough. But most people that I know that I speak to are of the opposite opinion, like myself included. Like it's like one of his best albums. You could probably argue it in the top 5 of his discography.
Yeah, like and that's how I feel very strongly about that project.
Yeah, but I would probably just argue time.
Fair point.
Yeah, probably. Wait, argue
4-4
time.
4-4 came out 4 years ago.
Yeah, because I saw people calling. Around the time that, you know, like Take Care came out. People weren't calling it like a classic around the time it came out. But I think recently there was a anniversary of some sort and people were like, okay, it's a classic. It's a classic. Like people were like, you know, putting that stamp on it. And of course, that's now what, 7, 8, 9 years, whatever, later.
Take Care is even older than that.
Take Care came out, what, 2011. Shit. 2011. Yeah, maybe. So like... Yeah, so time, because around that time, obviously that album was more like kind of, as much as it was loved by masses within that, of course, like kind of like rap fans and stuff like that, they weren't really, it was kind of, at some points people were ridiculing jokes. There was, you know, loads of like all of that because it was still kind of the singing, rapping and that whole thing.
Which is strange, isn't it? Because it's such a common thing
to do.
Because
now... What, singing and rapping?
Yeah.
Now it is.
But even like, obviously, I know Drake
He didn't intro. He didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Please don't say that.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Obviously, there's. He did it. I'm not even no, but that he made it probably because 50 Cent was doing it.
No. But like, what I meant by that more so was just that at the time, Drake's style of rap and his kind of and the way he would use singing in his music, kind of the melodic rap and stuff like that, that just wasn't like it just wasn't welcomed or at least praised as much as of course it is now.
Yeah.
At the time when that album came out, so the album wasn't spoken about like a classic. In fact, I remember it being referenced like the Miseducation of Drake, like that album and stuff like that, at least online, like on Twitter and stuff like that, and the rest of it. That's kind of how it was. But now, like when like whatever anniversary it just had, people are like, oh yeah, this is a certified classic.
And it makes sense.
Drake's always had that thing in his discography that he doesn't have any classics. I see people kind of considering that, yeah, that's the
people
one.
People say he doesn't have classics.
Yeah, he doesn't.
What do you mean he doesn't?
He doesn't have classics.
What do you mean he doesn't have
no,
classics?
No, but are you not listening to me?
Well, no, I thought we were in agreement that he does have classics.
No. Oh, sorry. So, yes. So Drake, have you never seen the argument that Drake doesn't have any classics in his discography?
No.
Really?
Okay, I didn't know that was
I feel like I'm
going to
be saying really a lot today. I'm just like, really?
Because I'm really confused. What?
Okay, so before I said anything about Take Care, what albums did you think were Drake classic?
To me, there's only one album where I would honestly say it's a classic, and that's
Nothing Was the Same.
At the time, was the same as classic.
That's my favorite Drake album, but I definitely wouldn't have called it a classic at that time. I don't even necessarily know if I would call it a classic now, and it is my favorite Drake album.
Because obviously we know that Drake has legendary status, so I think we've established that in terms of his artistry. But if you're looking at projects, I get why you wouldn't say Take Care or even the Affect Me Later isn't classic.
No,
I don't consider
Affect Me Later.
They're not classics. You see what I'm saying to you? But Nothing Was the Same. Nearly every single song on that album was 10 out of 10. Like, there was literally nearly every single song. And on top
What's
of that...
What's your skip on Nothing Was the Same, by the way? Just out of interest. Mine's Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah, probably the same.
Oh, wait, no. And Hold On, We're Going Home.
But, come on. That's a classic.
It's my skip. I can't deal with it. No, okay, don't put that on.
All right, can we at least come to a conclusion? Can we at least? Because, come on, we can't do this.
Why are you making...
Hold on, we're going, I get it, it's your skip, that's fine. That's your personal problem.
It's not a problem.
That's your personal
issue. Fine.
But it's a classic.
Huh?
It's a classic.
What, the song?
Yes.
Where have you heard that song lately? Where's it played? Are you playing at your wedding? Where is it played? I don't know where it's played.
I'd play that. No, it's not classic.
But, no, it's not on the album.
Okay. That's
your point. It's not on the album.
It's cheesy Drake, but it's, you know what I mean?
It's not that it's cheesy. I just don't like the song.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, like, you're saying it's a classic song, but like, where is it ever brought up? Where is it ever played?
If you think of a song, you think of Drake, you think of Hold On, We're Going Home.
No,
even if you don't like it.
That's,
yes, you do.
That's not true.
100% true.
I'm telling you because I'm me, and I'm telling you that's not what I think about. Like, imagine telling you my truth, but you're telling me it's a lie. What is going on? But I think, again, I mean, that's another conversation about Drake and the type of, like, fans or the type of listeners that he has. No, I don't think of Hold On, We're Going Home. I don't think anyone does.
Nah. I'm not saying this is best song. It's not that deep.
Tweet and let us know what song you think of when you think of Drake. Because this is, you know, like, with artists, they always have, like, a signature tune. And that song is kind of tied to their career, like their legs. It's not Hold On, We're Going Home. It's absolutely not that.
I don't know. Well, anyway, we obviously see things differently. How did we even get on to...
I don't know. I don't know. But will you take the vaccine if you have to go to a con... If Ticketmaster or whoever, Access or whoever tell you, okay, you've got to take the vaccine to go to a concert?
Because
I miss buying Beyonce tickets.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not against taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking a vaccine until someone else does it. It's literally, I'll do it if you make it. Then when I find out...
I feel like that's how everybody feels.
When I find out...
Everybody feels like, I mean, you go first.
You go first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, let you go first. And then as soon as, like, if it's cool or there's no, then I'm on it.
Then but it's definitely going to be side effects. There's always 100% side effects. There's always side effects. So, 100%. I mean, anyone.
We have to get over that.
Yeah, anyone thinking differently. There's always side effects.
But if the vaccine can prove to work over time, because obviously there's the other thing about vaccines, which obviously we have to realize, is that the more people that take it, the more that they can do to perfect it. Like, that's the honest truth. Because
I've seen quite a few, some people saying that, yeah, I've volunteered to do the trials and stuff like that and all the rest of it.
I think someone, one of my friends was talking about, his old teacher. Did it. And he said, he took it. He said there are certain side effects or whatever. But
I mean,
said,
but there's side effects with all vaccinations and stuff like that. There's going to be side effects and stuff. But just so that, of course, so that we're not spreading misinformation, Ticketmaster have not said that.
People have not
said that you have to take the vaccine in order to go to concerts. Because, of course, the conspiracy dons are out. 5G masks, microchips,
mutant
X-Men, all of that type of stuff. You don't have to. That's not the case. That's just not the case.
But saying that, though,
they are looking into ways to kind of obviously
for concerts, isn't it?
Yeah, to protect people.
I'm on it because I'm not
going to concerts. I miss going to shows. The other day, I was talking to my friend about something, and then I was like, I think we were talking about Beyonce and stuff because like she dropped like her line with Adidas recently. I was like, I miss buying Beyonce tickets. I miss it.
Man.
Going to shows. I miss that.
I miss
whole
lining
thing.
Up. I actually miss getting a drink.
I'm not gonna lie,
but I miss it.
I miss the whole thing.
I miss the whole experience.
And you meet new people there.
The warm up act that no one cares or gives a shit about and realize that you're right.
Sometimes they're really dope. They're sick. Like you'll be like,
I miss it, man.
Yeah, and even the small shows as well. Like you know, like not for like. Big like superstars or whatever, but just small like local shows and stuff.
I miss touring, man. I like obviously I only ever did it once, but I miss it. I love touring with NSG. I remember complaining about the fact I didn't get no sleep, and I would.
No, but you do it again though. I'm sure.
100%. Like it was such a beautiful experience. So I'm just like.
Yeah, I just missed that whole thing. Like, whatever they put in place.
Yeah, I'm down for it. I'm really not against it. I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
but in other news.
What's the other news?
Octavian.
Oh. No. Let's not.
You know, to be honest, we've already badgered about this.
No, but let's not because fuck him and fuck that. Like,
fuck that nigga.
Let's not even give that air because that's...
Anyway, the album didn't drop, which I'm really glad about, and his record dropped him, but that's just to say...
Yeah, I know, but they did that way after the fact, right?
And these allegations have come up before.
Yeah, I know.
Not the first time. So a lot of them, they do that to save face. That is very interesting. And I get that they have to do it because it's not... Yeah, it is a bit of a PR exercise, isn't it?
They didn't have to do anything, but they did do it.
But they do because of... Like, do you feel like... Because obviously, a prime example is the man who shall not be named... his record company may not necessarily take in the same thing because of how big he was, but depending
they didn't though. He remained signed.
Do you see what I'm saying?
He remained signed
because of who it was,
and he's still signed to them till now.
His streams went up.
Yeah,
his streams went up after the allegations, and his streams went up. Like,
oh wait, no, he went independent. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the other one, the older man.
Who?
30 years of allegations.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about him.
Yeah.
But the other one, he was independent, so that wasn't gonna happen anyway, because he. After the last album he dropped, he had just gone independent. So when all that,
he had just gone
independent.
I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
So he's cool, like in terms of like he can do whatever he wants. He probably just has a distribution deal or something like that. But
do you know? Funny enough, so I'm in this app called Clubhouse. That everyone's on, and
Clubhouse.
It's actually sick.
I know.
It's actually very sick.
I know.
But he was on it. He was in one of the rooms.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing the Americans talk about Clubhouse for about a month and a half
it's
now.
It's very good.
Like, it's a music industry based app, kind of more or less.
It's
got execs, artists, 21 Savage is on there dropping relationship advice and all these types of things.
Joe Budden was in there. He was talking about
he got called out. Someone said that he got called out on there. Like this was probably just a little bit before UK like lot got on there.
Yeah.
But he was getting called out for like some of his like you know past transgressions of like domestic abuse and stuff like that.
This is what they did to Tory. So every time Tory spoke, all of these men were piping up. All of the audience were just being like, "But you shot a bag, though."
Yeah, yeah.
And like, good, yeah, stay on his neck. But so I was in a room today with Joe Budden, and they were talking about short niggas, and so they were talking about Lil Uzi.
Uzi and Future dropped a tape yesterday, which was, I don't. And then Uzi said, No, not yet, but they dropped a song, like a visual as well, like for a video, like a visual, obviously a video. And then Uzi said he's only dropping two more albums and he's out, he's done.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's what he said the last time.
I don't know what he said. I don't actually know what he said the last time, but I was just like, oh, okay, like that, I don't know if that came out of nowhere, but yeah.
Uzi's an interesting one because his career is a bit of a weird one.
Uzi's super popular and super at the same popular. Time, like, really elusive.
Exactly. Like, you don't know much about him, but he gives you enough to know about him, if that makes sense. Like, he's almost, he's a little bit more in control of what he wants people to know about him.
Yeah, of course.
Very much so. Which not a lot of artists are, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just, his career is very, it's a weird one.
Yeah, he's got got this crazy fan base and stuff like that. So, but he did drop a collab. Project with Future yesterday, and so yeah.
I like Uzi. I don't know if I'm gonna listen to it, but
I'll probably give it a spin. We'll see how far I get. That's kind of just what I do, to see how far I get into stuff. Like, I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no, that's true. I haven't. I listened to Dutch Avelli's tape.
You did.
I did.
You like it?
I liked about 3 songs on it.
Yikes.
No, but I didn't get that far. It's 19 tracks. I've got a job. I have a well-paying job that I'm going to have to get.
Sorry.
I can't lie to you. I don't have time to send 19 tracks. I've got Zoom meetings to get to. But no, I got to, I listened to like the first, three songs.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed because I've only listened to like features from Dutch Avelli. Yeah. And they've always slapped. So I was like, what's the project going to sound like? Mm-hmm. And actually, I was quite impressed. It sounded really good.
Actually, you know what you said earlier about how there was lots of music? There really was lots of music.
There was tons. There was tons. Yeah, Lowski and Stormzy dropped the thing yesterday. Yeah, the Flavor tune. Yeah, that was all right.
That's a good song. I like it.
Millions dropped... K-Trap dropped his tape yesterday.
Yep.
Even fucking Young Teflon's got a new project coming out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's exciting. Another mixtape.
Exciting.
I like Young Teflon, to be honest. He's actually sick. Who else was there? But yeah, and that was about it. That was about it. She dropped Anna Projects.
So,
yeah. So there's been a lot of music, man. There's been actually a dope amount of music. But what's bugging me is there hasn't been a lot of minus the new gen rappers who I don't really spend time with.
Here we go.
I want some hip hop
from the UK.
No.
What's good?
I want some hip hop.
You miss Kendrick.
I miss Kendrick, man.
I miss him too.
I miss Cole, man. I actually miss beefing you about Cole. Miss beefing you about Cole's projects.
I know, we've been waiting, but like, he's really not dropping nothing. Oh yeah, it was the Friday Night Lights anniversary, like yesterday, I think, right? Yep. 10 years since he dropped
it.
Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights was amazing.
Slapped, man.
Amazing.
Slapped, man. So that's what I mean. I'm just like, I miss hip-hop, man. I miss rap. I know Drake's got his new album in next year, but he's probably just...
What, Certified Lover Boy? Yeah, when you say you missed hip-hop, you then
told me
about a Drake
wrong
album.
Person to pick Joke when or. I said miss hip-hop.
It depends on what hip-hop you missed, though, to be fair.
Like, I was listening to Good Kid, M.A.A. City the other day and just taking it in. That definitely is a classic because it still sounds so good to me even classic. After now. Like, I miss it, man. I don't. Kendrick probably will drop something next year, I think so. Because it would be ridiculous for him to go another year without dropping anything. I know he's elusive, but Jesus, man.
When was that Black Panther tape that he put out? Like 2 years ago now?
It was 2 years, yes.
Yeah, because I think it came out...
2018.
Yeah, because Damn came out at the same time as 444, because I remember
2006,
it was like
which
album was better that year, the 444 or Damn.
444. I love Kendrick, but sorry. That was 444. I'm never going to argue that.
So like that one, but it's true. It's true. But and then Black Panther 2 came out the year after. Yeah, it's been a while.
Black Panther's 2 years old, that's crazy. Black Panther's 2 years old, that's crazy.
What, the album?
The movie.
Yeah, and the movie. Yeah. Remember that. Remember that time. That what a time.
Did you guys go to the cinema to watch it?
Yeah, I did.
But were people celebrating after?
Celebrating after, throughout, like throughout. Even I can't talk today. What is going on? Just put two words together. Throughout, but yeah, throughout, before, in the line for the ticket, like it was.
They were a bit reserved when I went, but I was just.
Where did you go? I went to Streatham.
I think I might have went Central. Okay, fine. Like four of my friends. But the cinema I was in ran out. Anyway, yeah. No one was dressed up in like African attire. That was fine.
Yeah, no, we weren't the Americans though, because like...
Obviously. No, but there were some people that were doing that here, though.
Where?
They were doing that here, because I saw pictures on social media. Oh, they were doing that here.
I didn't see that. I remember, though, because I don't remember seeing anyone, like, dressed up like that. But I was in Streatham, too.
Streatham might be a little bit more
I was like, also in Streatham, and I kind of made a last minute decision, like, yeah, okay, we'll go.
No, so
because I came back from holiday. Like, I remember I was coming back from holiday. Like, so I believe I got back in the morning or like in the like midday or whatever it was. And it was like towards the afternoon. I was like, all right, yeah, cool, let's go.
Because, like, I completely forgot. I mentioned the app and I didn't explain to you how it works.
What, Clubhouse? I know how it works.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's
You didn't know.
It's a voice app.
It's not really a voice app.
It is a voice app. Clubhouse is. An app that it is a voice app. What else would it be? I'm like, how am I trying to explain it? It's a voice
app. There's more to it than that.
Okay. All right. So it is at this point in time, the way I see it, a music industry based voice application that's split into a bunch of different rooms where you have a lot of different conversations going on. So think Black Twitter, but instead of you reading everybody's tweets like Daniel and whoever else is part of Black Twitter's like whatever, you lot are in a room and you're saying, oh, bruh, like, I mean, Black Twitter will be chatting about first dates and shit, right? So like, there'll be a room about first dates. Then there'll be a room about saving for a house. Then there'll be a room about... What else would be going on? Tell me what the streets
are saying. Can your mother sit in the front seat or can you give me...
Yeah, so there'll be a room and then there'll be people in there saying, yeah, but like the reason why my mum will have to sit in the front seat, yeah, is because like I don't know you like that just yet.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
we're in a relationship, but we've only been together for like 5 years. And so whatever it might be. And then instead of tweeting, you're just chatting.
Yeah, basically.
You're just chatting.
But you can actually moderate who talks. So yeah, it's so not, you, otherwise it's
yeah,
just chaos.
Yeah, so basically a moderator then has to pick you to talk. So you could be there wanting to like say your piece about, the best way to save for a house is like this.
But if they don't
select you to go in and to obviously to speak up.
You're just a part of the audience.
Exactly. Like,
it's a very, very smart app because effectively it's almost like a really intricate way to podcast in a way.
Because podcast and do panel discussions. So you have a lot of like industry people at the moment, as I said, from what I understand, music industry people. So you've got a lot of A&Rs, you've got producers, you've got artists, well-known artists, you've got obviously podcasters, and you've got those people in rooms talking about whatever it might be, digital marketing, branding, creating music. Meek Mill was on there like a few weeks ago, and I think he signed like two producers. He signed some artists. Like, people were getting real life, tangible opportunities off of being in these rooms on Clubhouse and stuff. But it's still in the beta version, so you can't just download it and get on. You have to get invited. So now, people are selling invites.
You're joking.
They're selling them.
Huh?
Americans are selling them up to, I think I saw like someone like posted a screenshot of like a listing up to like $1,000.
Oh, it's not that deep.
It's deep.
Wow.
Some people's lives are changing. But also because of the way that, what's interesting about it is that people are on it and then they're going to like obviously Twitter and they're talking about it. So they're making it, it's interesting.
Mm.
What's Clubhouse? Oh, everyone's talking about Clubhouse.
Mm, mm.
Oh, you just can't just get into Clubhouse. It's exclusive.
You got to get invited.
Send me an invite, them. Oh, I only had like two. Maybe they'll send me some more. People are holding, like, you know, there's that whole thing of exclusivity, access. Yeah. So it's making people interested and wanting to be part because, oh, I'm part of Clubhouse. Ooh.
It's true, like, though. It's true.
That type of thing.
It's because even before I heard about it, I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, you get and on you're, there, you're intrigued and then you're intrigued. You're seeing people talking about it kind of.
Exactly.
And it's not everyone's on it and not everyone. It's certain types of, like, obviously people that are talking about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really good.
What Clubhouse is.
Yeah, and I was just shocked by how innovative it was. Like, why didn't someone think of this earlier? Because this is actually very sick. If you make it work, like,
it's working, and at the same time, I'm seeing people saying that it's changing a little bit from like there are now rooms, first dates, would you do this? Like,
I was in a room yesterday.
It's becoming a lot more base. No, I think actually, before it was a little bit
it's
more.
It's actually moved even more to that. I was in a room yesterday. Yeah. With these, it was like 30 Americans or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were doing jam sessions. So one guy.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He was like playing like a guitar. Like
no,
loop.
No, no. But what I was saying is that it's. See that? That's what I believe it's for.
It's expanding,
it's moving away,
yeah.
It's moving away, or people are getting under and then they're making rooms just to chat about first dates. Yep. So that's not necessarily what it's there for. But it's that to me. I'm like, that's probably what Twitter should have done.
Yeah,
because Twitter has got its own factions of Twitter.
Yeah. To be honest, they probably would have actually. They would have swallowed the market like that if they, which is obviously what they would.
They'll probably one of the. I mean, obviously, it's probably going to be Facebook, and Facebook are going to take that feature, and you're going to see Facebook Rooms.
Yeah, and Facebook already has it.
What do you mean?
Facebook has got Rooms, and so has WhatsApp.
Really?
Yeah.
Rooms.
Yeah.
What?
It's had it for time.
What like Clubhouse Rooms?
Literally. Well. Within obviously it's a little bit different to how Clubhouse works, but it's the concept is all there. You can create rooms with people. You can do it on WhatsApp, you can do it on Facebook.
Is that not a group chat?
No.
And it's just audio.
It's rooms, actual rooms.
But here the aspect is audio though.
No, I think this is video.
Okay.
But it's the same concept as
on Instagram. I know you can do a group, like you can do like a group video chat. So like if you wanted to.
No, that's not it. You can create an actual room and actually have a certain amount of people in there.
Oh.
They've done this for a little while now.
Wow, I never knew that.
So.
Okay, but yeah, Clubhouse is.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I've been on it for like 2 days now, and there's been some interesting thoughts, some talks that have been going on.
Sick.
Regurgitating the same exact thing for about 30 years. But it's good. I quite like it. Mm. Like I said, Joe Biden was on there, he was just like, he was talking, one guy on there was like, if Lil Uzi is able to like beat you in fighting, I got to go gym. He goes, because that nigga is short.
But he's from Philly, so he could definitely fight, I think. Like, because I think, what? Don't you remember when Lil Uzi ran down Rich the Kid?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my. What? Don't play with Uzi.
Hey, Uzi's about his life, you know?
Don't play with Uzi.
I actually forgot about that.
Yeah, no, he ran him down. Don't play with him.
No, but this group, yeah, they were running. Everyone. They were cussing Rich the Kid. They were cussing Lil Uzi.
Richard the Child.
They were saying, Jackie's. He goes, that nigga's got short man syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, loads of them are like, yeah. That's funny. I mean, that's what Clubhouse is. It's kind of an unfiltered act, like unfiltered.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, everything's unfiltered conversation, right? Unfiltered conversation and access to entities you otherwise wouldn't have been able to hear speak.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Twitter was when it started. You suddenly had access to like celebrities and people that you wouldn't have necessarily ever had to just tweet them and then, you know, that type of thing. So.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I would just like to see which app, whether it's Twitter or more than likely Facebook, who's gonna take the feature and implement it on their phone.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna be Instagram.
Instagram is kind of going downhill.
Oh my god, Instagram is so annoying. Everything is suggested posts.
It's every other post that's suggested post. Where's my friends' pictures?
But to be fair, if you engage with your friends, they should come up. But
they come up late. And I'll see your post like if you're
three days later.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you posted.
Hey, wrong. When did you go on holiday? Yeah.
Nah, everything on Instagram does feel like suggested posts, and the easiest way to use Instagram at this point is just to watch stories, which is because it's the only thing that you know is going to be accurate in terms of like. Oh, they just posted this.
Like, legit.
But at the same time, it's not really necessary. Because you know Instagram changed. Everyone uses stories now a lot more than they use their feed.
Yes.
Then suggested posts.
Yes.
Ads.
Yeah.
Shopping tab now. Yeah. No, where's the notifications at the top?
Notifications gone to the top right, which is just a bothersome thing. It's just made steps to my life even more than it was supposed to. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, so Instagram, I don't know what's... Seeing as there's no replacement at this point in time, is there an alternative to Instagram?
And I just want, you know, to be honest with you, I actually just want a simple app that you can post pictures.
That's what Instagram was. Remember the food pick error?
Hey, do you know what?
The food pick error was sick.
It's like, and the thing is, people were so innovative.
Hashtag Mondays. Hashtag burger.
Instagram proper flopped, man. Idiots. You know
food
what? Someone
picks.
Could, you know what though? Someone's what? Missing a trick. What? Someone could start a app like Instagram now.
Yeah.
And actually, they could probably get away with it because the simplicity is what people are looking for. People want posts that are in order of the friends. If oh, yeah. Know, ooh, and that just quality went, pictures.
That when the, what's it called, chronological feed went,
that was it. For, and I don't understand, what I don't get what the, I don't actually get what the algorithm is anymore now.
No one because does. The, have you done a reel yet?
Don't care about reels.
Don't say that, Daniel, because you're a guy that will say, oh, don't care about reels. And guys, my first reel.
No, I said that. I said about TikTok and I'll stand to that day.
Oh, yeah. TikTok, I was never really interested in, though.
I hate TikTok.
I don't know enough about it. I just knew that it was like, you know, like you can just see apps and then you just know. I feel like I just know when apps are for me and when apps are not for me. I'm not necessarily like silly enough for TikTok.
Yeah.
Like I can be silly, but I'm not really silly enough in to do so. But I don't know, that sounds weird to say because it's like there is, I guess, like maybe like serious content, not serious content, but
or
like
on TikTok.
Yeah, but I'm just not like, maybe that's just not my thing. That's not how I would express myself like via TikTok and stuff like that, to be fair. So no one take offense to me saying that I'm like, it's like silly.
No, don't take offense.
That's not what I mean, but I don't know how else to explain it.
I don't know how else to put it, but TikTok is a pile of shit. They can definitely take offense.